Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
God's messenger.
This is your time with the Apostle Natalie Young, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. This is the Apostle Natalie Young. We're here on your time on Talktainment Radio. It's the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Today's show segment is with the Kevin Lambert. Rock the Block with Kevin Lambert. And we're here with Barbara Nellens. We're excited. Kevin's on his way. He's an international gospel artist, and we love him. And he gave us a call and said he's on his way, so we'll just hold it down for him. We want to talk about what was the violence going on in Baton Rouge. You know, Barbara is really concerned about that. I can just see it all over her, and she's. We're all very, very, very concerned about it. What do you have to say, Barbara?
Us killing police officers is not going to get our point across. We had the shootings in Dallas last week. And just a few days ago, we had the shootings in Baton Rouge. And each time, like the first time, it was 10 officers wounded. And then this time here is pretty much 10 officers also wounded with, I think, 4 died. But this is not the way to end this. I mean, like, this is just violence begetting violence.
Yeah, that is true. And anything that you sow into the spirit or your flesh is what you reap. That's just the golden rule. And so anytime that they're sowing violence into the atmosphere, it will continue. And the thing is about it is I believe, now this is just Apostle's opinion, that when the presidential candidate, Trump, began to discard protesters and declare disruption in the atmosphere, it kind of released the rebellion into the atmosphere. How many times did he throw out protesters? How many times did we see that in the news? How many times was that pot stirred and they stomped people and they arrested them and punched people in the face and just all the violence that was being stirred even after Mike Brown's incident?
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so it kind of unleashed that into the atmosphere. What do you think?
Oh, I definitely think it did.
Yeah.
Imagine if that man becomes president, what America's going to be like.
Well, you know, you have to look at it the way it really is. And what about the incident where they're saying that Mrs. Trump plagiarized?
I've seen that all over social media.
Oh, my God.
They've had the speeches side by side. It looks pretty convincing that she plagiarized.
It looks pretty convincing, and the Definitely. Lawyers are talking about it all over social media.
They are. I'm curious to see how the response is going to be to this. I'm waiting for the response on this.
They're both lawyers, right. So right? Obama's a civil lawyer.
Right.
If anybody knows what to do, he'll do it.
Right.
Right?
Have you also seen on social media where they have Michelle Obama fighting back? Like, they have her holding up a sign, and
right.
different people have put various things on there. But they've been quite funny. But I'm curious to see how they actually feel about this.
Right. Well, you know, we won't find out until after
right.
Thursday. night when it's right. all over.
Right, exactly.
Right. But, I mean, lawyers know how to hit back, and right. they hit back strong. Right. So we'll see. Right. We'll see. I love Obama because he is an attorney. He right. gets up every day and puts his shoes on as an attorney.
Right.
Not the president of the United States, but who he is.
Right.
Right? We love him for that. I got all excited. Now I'm sweating. Audience, we're excited. We want to see. Right? Like a good old-fashioned powwow in the atmosphere. We love Kevin. We want to listen to some of his stuff. We're going to listen to his music. We're going to listen to what he has to say about Rock the Block. He does these youth events where he's rocking the block with the kids. And so we're going to let him tell us all about it. I think it's exciting.
And that's what we need is youth engagement. That's the problem. Our youth aren't engaged in anything.
And with music.
Music.
Because the music, the praise is what steals the enemy. And I've said this to several praise and worship leaders. In the Bible, it's with the youth, the suckling of the babies, and the praise that steals the enemy.
Right.
So it just silences him in the atmosphere. And I think if we engage the kids with music instead of all this rap stuff and cussing and killing and that they hear in the music that they right. listen to today, and switch that over to instrumental, to beats, where they can be creative, and then gospel. Give them words that they can replace the other words with.
Definitely.
Definitely? I think so.
Like their music today is a little, you know.
I'm telling you, I hear 40-year-olds still listen to it.
Yeah, it hurts my ears now.
Well, I don't listen to it at all. I haven't listened to it for years. But let's get back to the Baton Rouge. What are we going to do about that?
Are you familiar with the movie The Purge?
No.
The Purge is a movie. They're on their third installment now. And this movie came out like about 2 weeks ago. But this movie is about a legalized day of killing. For 24 hours, you get to go out and kill whoever you want to kill. And this purges, this third installment is called the presidential. It's the presidential year or something like that. But in that film, like I said, they have, and this is the third installment now, it's 24 hours where you can legally kill someone. There's only one day a year you can do that.
We rebuke that in the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus.
That I swear that I feel like I'm living in the purge. And it's not that this violence was always present. It's just that because of social media and cell phones, people are more aware of it. Let's not confuse it. Like, this is the first time. I mean, there's always been violence. But it's just that people are more aware now. So now that we're more aware, we want to take action. But this violence has always been committed.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm just going to go off topic just for a moment because this is your time with the Apostle Natalie Young. We are only 8 minutes into this show, which tells me God has stopped the clock and slowed it down for Mr. Lambert. And I'm just excited about that. It just crossed my mind while you were talking, and you're talking about time, and you're talking about the demise of others. And God is able.
Yes, he is.
Right? And so we're not even going to, like, entertain that. People are producing all these movies and crazy stuff that they're doing out in the atmosphere, and I just think it's insane.
Right.
Not only do we give other people ideas
right.
of what to do, they actually manifest through media.
Definitely.
And that is Ephesians 6. Again, that 11 through 12, 13, spiritual warfare. So, because we always think of spiritual warfare as election candidates or sitting governors or sitting mayors, and that's not what principality is.
Right.
Now, they may have an antichrist or a demonic spirit that operates within them. That says, you know, there is no Christ. I am God. You know, the God complex.
Right.
But the actual spirits that we fight are above us and right here on the earth, because the devil was condemned to the earth. But the fallen angels are still in our atmosphere fighting God's angels for our miracles, for our healings, for everything that goes on in the atmosphere. And so we have to fight against it. And I think that's why boycotting is important. That's why I think not supporting non-urban dictation is important. It sends a message to the onslaught of the enemy that we won't tolerate it.
Right.
Right? It's not just about dealing with human engagement. It's about warring in the spirit
right.
against principality and rulers of the air. There are rulers of the air. So, you know, I'm real careful about it. So we just pull that word, that K-I-L-L word, back out the spirit. I don't like right. that word. It's going on way too much. Our other co-host for Social Justice Initiative, RHL Social Justice Initiative, is on Blog Talk on Thursdays. And Mike Green is ex-CIA. He didn't tell me, everybody. I just want to say that live on the air. He never told me what he did. And ex-NYPD, I happened to see it on his profile and went, oh, my God, this dude is the real police. And so he is sworn in Cleveland this week to host the Republican National Party. And so we're like real excited. We talk to him every day, text him, make sure he's okay, see what's going on in the atmosphere, make sure he's staying alert. Hey, are you alert? Are you there? Check in. And he always texts back and let Apostle know he's okay. He continues to post to us on social media to let us know what's going on and his funny things that he feels. And so we're just watching the atmosphere. Isn't that exciting?
That is.
That's exciting. So when we're going to bring him on in between, bring him to your time in between artist interviews. But I think we're really, really excited because this is our first artist interview, and this is what we like to do. Is host international artists from all over the world and make it your time to talk to them. If anybody wants to call in, you can, because we're waiting on you. And we're so excited. Mr. Lambert, come on. What do you think, Barbara? Are you excited?
I'm excited to hear about his program.
Yeah.
He's engaging his youth.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to, be real specific about it. Until he gets here, let him do it himself.
Okay.
He's very, very anointed psalmist. As we speak, he is the Holy Ghost just shows up every time, and we're preaching. And so I said, well, you can just preach. You can just do whatever you want. We'll just let you free fall into the atmosphere. That's how Apostle does it. We don't like the format. They had to force me to do a format. Because that's the way it goes,
right.
in radio and TV. But we like to free fall. We like God to take over as if it was, real ministry.
Right.
Right? Barbara, what's on your mind?
I'm excited. I'm waiting for our guest to get here.
Well, he may call. I told him to go ahead and call and let everybody know he's coming. He'll get here. But we need to stay on these topics. What about voting suppression? Oh, my God.
What about this issue number one?
What's your take on it?
I mean, I think right now we're having, we're trying to make sure that we're holding the present city council at large. And now you're talking about adding 24 more members to that. And if we're having a hard time keeping up with the ones we have now, what about the accountability on 25?
Mm-hmm.
What about those salaries? I mean, it sounds like if they actually, was able to break them up into I see where we think this is going to go. We think this is going to be the better for us because we're going to have more people held accountable, so we have more people to go to. But just like I said, that accountability...
Mm-hmm.
Is that really going to hurt us or help us?
Well, this was an idea given to me by mentor. I don't know if I can say their name, but they said right now we have 60% of the seats. Blacks have 60% of those seats. That if we open it up and give more seats, how many more seats are they trying to put there?
Trying to put a total of 25.
A total of 25. And now how many are there now? Like 12?
No. 7, I think.
7? So they're going to broaden it from 7 to 25. which will also broaden how many whites versus minorities will actually be able to get through it. And so get those seats. And then another issue about that is who can financially afford it?
Yeah, I mean, that seems like they said the average city council member right now, they work part time, but they make about $60,000 per year. So these ones, the ones coming on are like, are we expecting these people to make $60,000 per year also times 25? I mean, like, that seems like a pretty big step there.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's like $200,000 to get that seat. I asked Andy Ginther on Facebook, and he gave me the link to look. But it's a lot of money to get that seat. And my issue was, you know, they're saying they're buying votes. Well, you got to buy the seat. So, right. Well,
that's
if you,
what campaigning's about.
Well, that, is that what campaigning's about? Have we figured that out yet? And so once you buy the seat, then you now have to go out and knock doors after you just got broke to get the votes. And you still got to pay for your advertising and your canvassing people and, you know, your political strategist that's going to organize all this stuff for you. I mean, hello?
That sounds like a lot of money.
Oh, they were fighting about it in Orlando. Like, it was huge. It was huge. It was huge. Mr. Lambert just called in, but we're waiting. We love him. I don't know. This is this issue on issue one is just crazy, and they're fighting it out. They're fighting it out. So what, you know, we have to realize if we lose 60%. If we lose 60% of those seats, then we may lose our majority. And so that will be the ultimate fight.
Definitely.
I mean, you know, we got Mr. Beard. He can get his seat.
Right.
You know, but then we're going to need a John Waddy, and we're going to need a Byron Potts.
Right.
And we're going to need some people in the atmosphere, a Toki Clark. We're going to need some people, a Ray Miller, that can sit on council and make sure that everything is still being done legal. I always love to see lawyers doing it. A Mr.
Right.
Costello. Somebody that will keep the law. Hey! Hey, Mr. Lambert just walked in the studio. We're like super excited. We're super excited.
Yes, we are.
We love you. We're holding it down. We're talking about politics. We're talking about everything.
All right.
Can you hear? Let's see. You got it.
There we go. Yes, indeed. I made it.
Hey!
Thank
you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to rock the block with Kevin Lambert.
Yes, indeed. Got a little turned around, but I am here. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Galen, we love Galen.
Yes, we do.
He keeps us on track. If we don't take our breaks, he's going to do like this, Kevin. I'm just telling you right now. He'll come out here. So we love you. Rock, tell us about Rock the Block.
Well, Rock the Block is just really taking it to the streets. It's an initiative of the H13 Project.
Okay.
Hebrews 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers. For by doing so, some have entertained angels unaware. So what we put the emphasis on is brotherly love. We just take it right to the streets. We want to go places where people don't want to go, right? Where the, you know, where the heat's at. Because, you know, if you recognize you've been through the hood,
the kids, everybody, they see the same thing every day, every day, every day. It's the same thing. But they don't see any presence of love. And we, you know, we do a style of music called Rhythm and Praise. And we know that God inhabits the praises of his people. So we just go out and, you know, give out food and love and just rock the block, set up the, you know, the flatbed right in the zone and bring the music and just... We rock out to the blocks out.
So you do it in a flatbed?
Yeah, we set up a flatbed and just set the either instruments or microphones, and we just use that as a platform to as a stage, you know, and a rally point to bring people to and to gather to. And it's something that, you know, it has some demonstration power because, it's a flatbed. They're one of who's on this flatbed, you know, right. They're rocking, they're hearing the music.
We right.
Got concert speakers. And you know, and we just do it in love. We just let them know that, you know, we're not here to judge you. We're not here to say, you know, hey, man, you're doing wrong. Hey, you need to come to church. We're bringing church to you. We come and just.
Exactly.
Just bringing the anointing. The presence of the anointing comes off through the music. And, you know, it's R&B, so it's a little different than your traditional gospel. So it's a beat they're bouncing to. And, you know, we're giving away things. You know, a lot of people, you know, just to be specific, you know, there's some things you can't buy on an EBT card, like, you know, soap and deodorant and things like
right.
that. And so
all right,
we like to give away bags of that. And, you know, we've done it with boxes of pizza. We've done it with the grills out and hamburgers and hot dogs. And just, you know, feed them and love on them and tell them we love them. And then we got soldiers out there that, you know, just say, hey, man, we're just here because we love you, man. And we just want to show you we know what you're going through out here. And we just came out to rock with you. And, you know, is there anything I can pray for you for? And you'd be surprised how many people come down, big gangsters mm-hmm. come down, big thugs come down and be like, hey, man. You know,
oh, my God. Oh, my
you
God.
Know, I'm getting ready to have my first baby, and I'm scared. Or, you know, hey, man, I'm in this clique. I'm in this thing, but it's my life, man. I don't know how to get out, you know. Lord, help me to find a way out, you know. I've done some bad things. And just, you know, and just really get a chance to pray for them. And in the meantime, we just rocking the block.
Hey, we're live on Your Time with the Apostle Natalie Young. We're rocking the block with... Kevin Lambert. We are a 24/7 no charge worldwide broadcasting facility that hosts delivering on various topics in news and lifestyle, sports, health and wellness, religion. Here's one of them. And we are Amos and Andy. Classic radio programming heard Fridays exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. We're back to Kevin Lambert.
This is fresh off the menu. Another sucker from the BK venue. This hot, fresh off the menu. Another sucker from the BK venue. Let brotherly love continue. And do not forget to entertain strangers. For by doing so, some have entertained angels unaware. Now check this out.
Ooh, they're watching me. Trying to get to know me. Wanna show me something more.
Strangers everywhere but go, y'all.
Ooh, they watching me. Trying to get to know me. Wanna show me something, Lord. Why they watching me?
Now maybe it's in the way that we not. Don't it seem strange the way we rolling through your block? We stay strange to get down to the side. So follow the lead as we proceed to keep it out. This out. Oh, if G-O-D's in the place to be, say yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Once upon a time, not long ago, everybody had on their radio. Then the brother came on with his grooving noise to put the gospel in the women and the girls and boys. Word got around about one new cat who put his foot back in the track.
When the day was at its best, his presence came like summers, like a glory in my chest. All day long his presence lingered, all day long he stayed with me. We sailed with perfect comfort over every troubled sea. Other ships are torn and battered, other ships are sort of stressed. The wind that seemed to drive and brought to me a peaceful rest. Think of other mornings with a keen remorse of mine, when I too had loosed the moorings with his presence left behind. Think I learned a secret, learned through many troubled ways. Seek God in the morning if you want him through the day, hey.
Apostle Natalie Young. We're here with Rocking the Block, Kevin Lambert.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, do you?
We had to get our praise on just a little bit,
Yeah, we had to get up. We had to get up. We don't know what y'all doing, but we get up and praise you. We get up.
Glory. If you need to call in and speak to Kevin Lambert or the Apostle Natalie Young or Barbara Nellens, on your time, we're at 1-877-932-9766. We're waiting on you. So, Kevin, I know that's not the only thing you're doing is rocking the block.
Right. it's just a wonderful season right now. I mean, this God has called me to be the developer of rhythm and praise, a new genre of music. We've had some success with it. We were able to take a song, You Got Somebody, to number 5 on Billboard. So we see that, just like even with how Pharrell did with the song Happy. You know, that song went over and crossed over to so many different, even marketers who, corporations who adopted the song and would never cross brand a song, adopted the song because it was so hard. It hit the world because the world's ready for something positive, but it just ain't nobody giving it to them. And so they're just kind of taking what's coming at them. And, you know, I'm not knocking anybody for, you know, what they do, but for myself, for me and my home, this whole gangster thug mentality is just played out. It's just played out, Apostle. And, it's just time to bring a new message, and I think people are willing and ready to receive it. We just got to bring it. And that's what R&P is, Rhythm and Praise. So we're dropping rhythmandpraise.com. And, a little jazzy something going.
This is TalkTamingRadio.com.
Tell us the kind of complex code response to beats. Why I'm a heavy metal, yeah. We're from the ghetto, we ride a few stars. Don't ask me like a yellow. Kevin Nelson, it's time to get down. Spread love to your city, yeah, all around. The love is a spot when we rock the block. So get ready, we gonna keep it hot.
Woo, we're on your time. With TalkTamingRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on WCRS FM 98.3 Wednesdays and Sundays. Podcasts and vlogs are available. Check us out.
Radio.com is the premier internet radio platform offering 40-plus talk radio-style programs professionally produced, optimized for online distribution, featuring Columbus, Ohio on-air personalities. TalkTimeRadio.com offers listeners diverse programming options covering topics such as arts and culture, love, life and relationships, technology, religion, paranormal activities, local and national politics, women's issues, alongside health and wellness. Listeners can access their favorite TalkTimeRadio.com programs free of cost through the website. Download the TTR app to your cell phone and you can take us wherever you go. We have programs on demand to fit your schedule through our podcast. The address is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks, the Ad Council, and TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at Goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
There's one thing you can never have sex without.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. But a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be, and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles, but the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Hey, this is Apostle Natalie Young. We're here on your time. with Apostle Natalie Young and Barbel Nellens. And Kevin Lambert. he's rapping right through our branding, you know.
Hey, the beat hit me. I don't know what to do. I thought, you know, go for it.
We love it. We love it. Please call in anybody at 1-877-932-9766. We're enjoying our time at Talktainment Radio. They are phenomenal when it comes to working with us and getting us ready and training us. And it's just a great place to be. Mm. Yeah. We are glad you came in, you know.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Very much so. Okay, we know you're working on a project, a music project.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The new project is called Fearless, and just some more of this R&B, rhythm and praise, and you know, God has just really commissioned my heart to bring it, you know, and to bring it to the streets and rhythm and praise with the .com. We're going to be getting a lot of independent artists that are out there that feel their style is rhythm and praise, not your traditional gospel, but it's got a little more boogie down to it.
Right,
I don't want to call it that.
Right.
You know, it's just praise. There's a lot of freedom in praise, and I believe that it's just a new sound that's cultivating. It's hitting the young and the old people, and then, so, you know, we're going to take it from there. We're vying with the Grammys to accept it as a genre. The IMEA Awards last year gave me an award as the developer of Rhythm and Praise because, like I said, again, I've just been commissioned by God to just bring this sound of praise and bring unity in praise across the country, and especially through our young people. So powerful to take this to the streets. You know, it's one thing to get it in the church, and that's fine, but we want to get it out into the street where people who may not even come to church can get a chance to feel the anointing, because we don't have no power, but we know the anointing does. Amen.
Ooh-wee.
So we're doing that, and, you know, we're working in the school systems, working with Miss Teresa Johnson with her program here in Columbus. I'm excited about some of the things we're doing in the schools with OK to Tell and Schools In, Bullies Out. And then we come in from the H13 project from our side, and we do Look Who's Making Peace Popular. And we take the student body, and, you know, we do Rep the Peace rallies. We just turn up.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, so that's exciting to get the kids to feel that and to know, you know, peace is the new hotness, man. It's cool to be about something. All that, you know, other stuff. I'm a gangster. I'm a thug. I got the weight. I got these things. All that is played out. It don't do nothing but fill up these for-profit jail facilities. Did you get that? For profit jail facilities that's full with over 51% of us. And when you realize that, I mean, if you know anything about a company, if you own 51%, it's your company. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's absolutely true.
And so, you know, so we try to catch them early in the schools. And, you know, I really invite anybody that's listening, if I can, you know, come to your juvenile facilities or, you know, anything like that where, you know, or to your street, to your hood, to your juvenile facility, to your church, to your school. You know, I want to do that because God has given me a message for young people and especially for young men. One of our programs is called The Big Boys, Real Men Do Real Things. And it's an entrepreneurial program. It has a spiritual base to it, but it's about skill set training and developing skills that will allow you to be an asset to society and be viable in the workforce, and some creative ideas to generate entrepreneurship for them. You know, if it's from a lawnmower, but you got 10 of them, right, and now mm-hmm. you're in business,
right,
you know, and to show you how to structure those businesses and formulate LLCs and understand the nature of basic business. And so we want to do that. Also, you know, helping them to get rid of unsightly tattoos. A lot of people are tattooed up in a way they don't want to be anymore. And, you know, so we're asking for continual funding to be able to get those tattoos off of men and women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just don't want to live that way no more, but they're marked up with it. And it's unfortunate, but society sees you that way, and they don't let you live that down. So that's them, but this is us.
Right, right.
And we get it in. Ooh, we, yeah.
As you were speaking, the Holy Ghost said, you have such a powerful testimony. And I don't know what that is. Yeah. But the Holy Spirit was saying he has a similar testimony to you, and you would never believe it. I mean, I've had guns to my head. Yeah. I've been in like some really devastating situations.
Absolutely.
I even died and rose from the dead at one point in my life and my testimony. So when you were speaking about that, I was envisioning, you know, praying with them. The anointing that destroys that yoke is an anointing that's been there, that's walked that.
Yes.
And that is how we walk on water in those situations. And I think I was talking to Ms. Teresa about that, that all of us have a different kind of path. But if they line up, that means we're an extension of each other.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
In the spirit. And so who Kevin can reach is a different person than Barbara can reach. Barbara is constantly surrounded by youth. I mean, they just absolutely love her. We went to her birthday party, and that's all it was. Just kids and youth, and just, it was crazy. And they all just love her and fall all over, and they're fighting over her. And I'm like, these people are crazy. And so, right. And so she's anointed to do that. It's just, it's just, she's like a magnet. And when I go out, I can go out to, I want to say, what do we call them? Press conferences. And I can go out to protests. I did it in Florida. And 40 people, like all the kids and the pastors, gave their life to Christ again. I led them all into the sinner's prayer over a police killing, right, in that neighborhood. And it was done inside of a church.
Yes.
So Dr. Vibert White called me in. And so he left me there, and I was looking around when it was all over, and, you know, the anointing was off of me, like, where is he at? He just left me here in, like, the hood. And the Holy Ghost had me, you know, he had my back, right? But the amazing thing was, is when we got them all quiet, and they all were holding hands, and we were no platforms, just on the church parking lot. Is there anybody here that wants to give their life to Jesus Christ? And everybody, like, simultaneously, right down the line, yes. And I listened, and the pastors were even giving their life back to Christ. It was so devastating, you know, what they had just went through.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's what I was hearing.
Yeah, sometimes it takes, you know, I mean, I consider myself to be from the house of pain to some degree, you know, and have seen a lot, and without fully going into my testimony, but yes, I've seen all those things, and I've seen and been and experienced and been in a part of those things. God has brought me through those things,
right.
And that's why I know it's possible to make it out.
Absolutely.
You know, growing up, having a very famous stepfather and being in the music industry, we got to see a lot of things. As you know, my sister's father is Ray Charles, and my sister suffered from a 20-year crack cocaine addiction where took her 2 stints to prison and all those type of things, and crack babies. I mean, I'm an uncle to 5 crack babies, you know. So it's not like I haven't felt the heat, and felt the heat in the street for my own actions and my own thing, and I know, you know, how tricky the devil is, and that he wants to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. It's funny, he don't just want to rob you, kill you. He want to steal and destroy.
Yes. I say that all the time. Like,
fracture.
You don't get it.
He just stomped in the ground. You know, he's just busy. And that's all he does, and don't sleep.
Right.
But we know that you know, but we know that greater that is in us than that is in the world. And he wants to deny people of their power. He wants to take the sword out of their hand. That's why you can't read the Bible. The word of God, God told me the word of God is not read. It's woven. It's
That's
something
right.
woven. So, you know, we just we do it with music. And what, like you were talking about, that anointing is what laid them down in that parking lot. Pastors and everybody had to get down.
We're live again on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainment Radio app to your cell phone or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. You're here with Kevin Lambert and Barbara Nellens on Your Time with the Apostle Natalie Young. We're live. Our call-in number is 1-877-932-9766. If you'd like to call in and talk to Kevin, it's a powerful segment.
Yes, it is.
We're rocking the block. Yep. You know, my dad was the personnel manager of the Columbus Symphony Orchestra here, right here, for 30 years.
Wow.
So I was feeling that. No, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that. And she's going. I didn't know that. See, and I'm kind of glad I'm innocent to it.
Yeah.
Really. It's just... I think there's something very valuable in the virtue of not being exposed to everything all at one time with God. And that's what we love about it. I just love this. I love the anointing. I'm in love with the anointing.
Were you able to get that song, You Got Somebody, up?
Yeah.
That's hallelujah. Yeah. You know what? I want all y'all to put your hands together for this one. I feel like having a little hallelujah party. Now check this out. Oh, if G-O-D's in the place to be, say yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Once upon a time, not long ago, everybody had on their radio. Then the brother came on with this grooving noise to put the gospel in the women and the girls and boys. Word got around about one new cat who put his foot back in the track. Hallelujah, do you know? Back on track.
When the day was at his best, his presence came like summers, like a glory in my chest. All day long his presence lingered, all day long he stayed with me. We sailed with perfect comfort over very troubled sea. Other ships are torn and battered, other ships are sort of stressed. The wind that seemed to drive and brought to me a peaceful rest. Think of other mornings with a keen remorse of mine, when I too had loosed the moorings with his presence left behind. Think I learned a secret, learned through many troubled ways. Seek God in the morning if you want him through the day. Hey.
Apostle Natalie Young, we're here live on your time with the Apostle Natalie Young. We're back with Kevin Lambert and Barbara Nellens. We're having a good time.
Hey. Over here.
Okay, we cut you off at your project.
With
the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, I mean, cut the Holy Ghost off. smash the gas.
The testimonies.
Yeah. You know, just a lot in my testimony that God has delivered me from and has given me an opportunity to be able to identify with people and to be genuine. I was looking up the word supplication last night. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of knew what it meant, but this supplication to pray and to ask, you know, humbly
and with heart. And I believe that the power in the prayer comes from having a supple heart, having supplicating into what you're, you know, who you're speaking to. And you have to have a heart for that person. And a lot of times, you know, if you've been through where they've been, they can tell. They can see it in your eyes. They can feel that passion and that integrity in when you're praying for them or when you're speaking to them about their life and telling them that they can in a way that they don't believe they can. They start knowing they can.
Right.
And so that's, you know, that's the power or the mission involved in everything that we do, from Rock the Block to Rep the Peace rallies to, you know, Real Men Do Real Things. We want to bring something genuine that God is honoring, because, again, I'll say it again, you know, there's no power in me but the Christ in me. There's no power that flows through me but when the anointing flows through me.
Ooh,
and I don't expect anything to change without ushering in the anointing, because I know that, you know, a wretch like me couldn't have done it.
No way.
No way.
No way. I mean, you know, I want to say this. I'm so excited. It just got me excited what you said. I am like, I sneak up on people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just hold their hand when my hands are hot, when the anointing is flowing. I have this thing that I think people should feel the tangible anointing so they never forget it for themselves. It's not always about us pushing the word in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that tangible touch,
mm-hmm.
Like the woman with the issue.
Yes.
All she had to do was touch Jesus to believe, and her faith made her whole.
That's right.
Right? And so when it's all over you, Barbara's looking at me all crazy. She said on the other day, I've never posted scriptures. She said, you're rubbing off on me. Didn't you? And she's looking at me like that again.
It was a big old rant, too. I was like, whoa, where'd that come from?
Right. She just kept posting them. She was
political.
Right. And so, but that's what it does.
Right.
It changes us without even knowing that it's being done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people just have to be humble enough, supplement it enough, because it says asking or begging for something earnestly and humbly is what supplication means.
Mm-hmm.
And so in your heart, you're wanting it, but on your outside, you're like, I can't do this right now, or I'm too busy, or whatever. And then all of a sudden, the anointing shows up, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh my God, it's real. And you're enlightened just that little bit. And the more you keep walking towards it, the more light comes. We just took this picture, and the light is just like in the picture. Yeah. And so we've got a caller on hold. Hey, caller. Fine. How are you?
All right. I just want to say I love your program. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, sis?
Doing great. I just love your song. It's so good.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
If we had more people doing what you are doing, just imagine back in the... Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. I just want to say that I'm really proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I love Talktainment.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is the Apostle Natalie Young.
Yes, you are great.
Thank you. Thank you. I needed that.
You get your message very clear.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. I want to just say that my soul is going out to all of us, and we just keep on doing it because it's less of us than it is of them.
All right.
Yes, indeed, sis.
But we make a great impact.
Yes, we do. Keep us lifted, sis.
Make sure you leave your information. We'll keep you involved.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 So, let's real quick, because this is another thing. You might have to come back like 10 times or something. In ministry, I'm thinking there are people that have been in church all their life, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they kind of miss. I should have stopped talking, but they kind of miss what we feel as people that were raised in the music industry around stars.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all that stuff to me doesn't even matter anymore. I'm not starstruck, and I say that on Facebook like 100 million times. I just want people. I just want the heart of the people. And that is what God did to me. How he changed my whole view of, you know, that whole industry. I wanted pureness, right? I mean, Marilyn McCool used to kiss me and on the cheek, and James Brown. And I'm looking at these people like, who are you? Get back up. And I was always like that. Even when I was little, I just wanted to be in my little safe place. And I was the only child. And so I kind of grew up not liking that. And I rebelled. And then that's how I found out about all the stuff that was going on in the world. And, you know, little bad rich kids rebel. It's not just, you know, we do that. And so my mom kept trying to drag me back in. And I didn't want to play the clarinet. I wanted the flute, but they made me play the clarinet. You know, I didn't want to go to etiquette school, and they made me do it anyway. So every time they made me do something that was within that circle of lifestyle, I rebelled. Right? And so now I get in church now, and they're talking about rebellion. It's like a whole different, like, just do what God said. But just do it. It's not that hard. You know, your parents are going to stand you in the corner for an hour. Don't you get it? My dad, you know, he was Hungarian. He's old-fashioned. He'd put you over his knee and whoop you with his bare hand. You know, stand you in the corner with a piece of gum on your nose for chewing gum in school for, like, hours till you fall asleep. And so that discipline was always there. So it's real easy to be consecrated and submitted to God now. That I'm just trying to, you get that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, I mean, I get the spare the rod, spare the child part. You know, I mean, there's a line there that, you know, is not for me to necessarily govern, but for me and mine, you know, spare the rod, spare the child. You know, because discipline, you know, God talks a lot about order and obedience and being, like you talked about, in the industry. It's so fake and phony and buck wild, and, you know, people can't even handle it when they get off the stage and people stop clapping for them. They got to go take some type of get high just to get that euphoric feeling back. And that's how come so many artists get caught up in the drugs, because of the applause. And as sad as it is, pastors get caught up in the same thing. Because pastors get up and the congregation is praising the pastor, and they're praising the pastor. But when the pastor falls down or makes a mistake, the sheep feel lost because they didn't have their eye on God. And God is worthy of the praise. And the pastors need to be directing that praise to God and not to themselves. And so many pastors get so full of themselves that they walk around like on another cloud. And what happens is a bunch of preaching is coming out of their mouth, but no anointing is hitting the air. And I, you know, I mean, if the shoe fits, wear it. I ain't calling nobody out, but I know that I've seen it with my own eyes, and God has made me aware of that. And it goes back to rhythm and praise, and why God has told me to talk about the praise and the power of praise. And I'm not saying that pastors shouldn't be honored for the work that they do in the Lord. There's no doubt about that. But the praise and the glory goes to God. And we got to get that right. You know, and these entertainers that are out here being our kids' role models out here, you know, ain't talking about nothing worth talking about. But all our kids, they're the role models. I don't think that can happen.
We're going to close with Romans 1:32. Although you knew God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do those things, but also approve them in applause. That came to mind when Kevin was talking. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. It's radio the way it should be heard. And this is the Apostle Natalie Young. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Hey,
you can listen to this segment again at 5 and every day on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We love you. We'll see you next week. We're going to come back with Barbara Nellens. Are you going to say anything, Barbara?
Hey, I'm just listening. She's
in awe right now. She's in the presence of the Holy Ghost.
It's fantastic that he's doing this with this youth.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You've got the power.
The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.